Fuck, see, he did it again.
Flavor, it's honest. Flavor, it's honest.
Pervert.
Are we having fun or what? Are you kidding me? Well, I love you.
Okay. All right. Hey, and welcome to the newest episode of the Hodge Podcast.
I'm Justin Channel.
I'm Zane Crosby.
And we're, we're coming at you today with, again, we don't know what we're doing with this show. We're still trying to, we need to do more of the You Gotta See's and stuff, because once we got rid of those family films and put them on their own show, Have You Seen My Childhood, available at seemychildhood.podbean.com. We're at a loss of things to do. You can maybe send us an email if you have some suggestions of things that we could do on this show, and we'll do it. I mean, we went to the jungle. We're trying to go out to more places. Hopefully not die. And Zane, why don't you tell what you got here in case people can't tell what that is?
Believe it or not, I've got myself a one-of-a-kind. Well, probably not one-of-a-kind.
Yeah, no, definitely not one-of-a-kind.
One-of-a-million Ernest pull-string doll.
Yeah, now where did you find this?
I found this at a flea market in, I think it was Ohio?
What were you doing in Ohio?
Going to flea markets and went to a dog seminar.
A dog seminar?
Yeah.
Was the flea market near the dog seminar?
Yeah. It was like a few miles down the road, actually.
Oh, okay. It was the flea market. So, yeah, though, this thing, it's got a great box because it looks like a window to a house, and Ernest, there's hands printed on the box where, like, the window is closed on his hand, just like the gag. Whoa, and it says Oliver's catchphrase, like, ooh.
I love you.
Yeah,
which is probably the weirdest.
Yeah, that one's weird. Can you maybe try pulling again? Let's see if an I love you comes out.
Are you kidding me?
Do I love you? Are you kidding me?
Flavor, it's honest.
All right. Another ooh.
I love you.
Yeah, that's creepy. Ooh, creepy.
Especially for a children's plaything.
The weird part is it's a little high-pitched, too.
I think all pull string toys do that. I don't know how, like, I wonder how many pulls you get before they start talking all funny.
I don't know.
I wonder if you can go into the machine and fix it.
I don't know.
Do you think there's some weirdo out there who just fixes old pull string toys from the 80s?
Judging by the internet, I would say, I guarantee you there's somebody that just fixes pull string toys from the 80s. Maybe if you, because you've been pulling the string a little slow, maybe we can get a good gym sound out of this.
We have
Getting close.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, there we go. That one was perfect.
This is going to be the whole episode, folks. Sorry.
I love you.
There's no uncreepy way for that to sound.
No, you can't. Even if it... No, nothing would not make that creepy. Did he ever say, I love you, in any of the movies? I've never watched the show, which I can only assume that this is more related to the show than the movies, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the opening line of the back of this.
Oh, okay.
This thing is in the box, by the way. Well, I mean, you were describing the packaging, I guess.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's a nice package. Now, all this Ernest talk reminds me, it's been a while since we've done an Ernest movie.
Yeah.
I think we agreed last time, Slam Dunk Ernest is next.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, I've saw it a long time ago. It's no Ernest Rides Again.
Wait, now, is this Slam Dunk Ernest the one where he delivers his famous line?
Are you kidding me?
I don't think so, no, because I think that doll predates Slam Dunk Ernest by like 10 years.
Maybe they were like, we wrote all these lines for the doll, we have to write them into continuity now. You know, lines like,
are we having fun or what?
Hey, toss me that basketball. Are we having fun or what?
That also brings me to this. We promised a while back that we were going to do an interview with John Cherry, the creator of Ernest.
Have you heard from him?
I haven't, no. They said that he was really busy getting his book, Keeper of the Clown, ready.
We should read the book and then be like, yo, we read the book.
Yeah, we should probably maybe, let's read the book. I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of him again. I haven't sent an email back to follow up because I've been busy, folks. You might notice I haven't been updating the Tumblr. That's because I also try to throw that on you. Have you been doing the tweets and the Facebook?
Every now and then I'll shout out a tweet.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we should do a giveaway. I wish we had two of those Ernest dolls, because I'm 100% positive you're not going to give that up, because it says...
You mean this guy? He says things like what?
Flavor, it's honest.
Oh.
It is. That is earnest.
Do you think Jim Varney's, or not Jim Varney, you think John Cherry's sitting on like a fucking crate of these somewhere?
I hope. I
we can
really
just, whenever
hope.
We talk to him, we'll just be like, yo, John, send us some of those earnest dolls, the ones that do this.
So now, what else have you been up to other than pulling the string of your Ernest talking doll?
Well, other than pulling Ernest, I've seen a few movies.
What'd you watch?
Pacific Rim. Let's talk about that first.
I didn't see it.
I don't know if that'll still be in theaters, sadly.
I think it's probably out because it kind of bombed, didn't it?
In the United States.
Yeah.
Overseas, it's doing a bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it opened up in Japan like this weekend.
Well, of course,
I think
it's
that's
gonna do well
gonna
in Japan.
All of its money back.
Like,
yeah.
They love giant monsters and robots fighting.
They like they like them some kaiju fighting.
That's been the source of their economy for decades. Giant robot fighting movies.
And also the destruction of their economy, so it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's a win-lose situation, I guess.
Yeah. The definition of a catch-22 is the kaiju attacks on Japan.
You know what? I've been, not in a movie, but I've been watching Orange is the New Black.
Ooh,
I just finished it.
I've seen at least half of that.
You know what? I kind of think Netflix is the evil empire in a way, but I guess I'm going to have to say long live the evil empire because, man, they've done a really good job on these original series. Other than, I didn't watch House of Cards.
I didn't watch House of Cards, and I didn't watch Isley Grove.
You mean Hemlock Grove?
Whatever it's called.
That one looked like shit. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about
Someone
that
Someone was
one.
Like, it's like werewolves. And I was like, eh, I'm good.
Yeah, what? Do you not like werewolves?
I don't know, in the right context. If someone's like, dude, it's about fucking werewolves. I'm like, I'm
so,
watch
okay,
that.
Someone
goes, it's about werewolves. Yeah.
So werewolves have to have sex in order for you to care about them?
No.
It's about fucking werewolves.
No, like, fucking werewolves! Oh, there's a fucking werewolves!
So you know fucking, I mean? Like, in this case, is an adjective, not a verb.
It's more like, how intense are these werewolves?
Yeah. Fucking. That's how intense.
Isley Groves, it's got a couple werewolves in it.
Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Groves. It's got some... What do? They trim the bushes? That's what that sounds like to me, that title.
You know, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to share what Isley Grove actually was. So at one point, we were never serious about making this, but we were joking about making a movie that would be a horror exploitation movie called Naked Murder Camp. But then we were talking about, like, nobody's going to put up money for a movie named Naked Murder Camp. And I think it was Zach Boyce, who is the star of Die and Let Live, one of the stars. Call any of the actors a star, so
right?
Whatever. He goes, you should call it Isley Grove. So anytime we make a movie, there's probably going to be a town named Isley Grove.
Most
in
definitely.
Honor of that. Especially if we make Naked Murder Camp. We'll probably definitely call it town Isley Grove, because we're going to have to trick some people into giving us money for that one. Also, big reveal for Naked Murder Camp. It was going to turn out the camp was going to be called Clothed Safety Camp. And then later on, they discover it's actually a naked murder camp. It's not a clothed safety
right.
camp.
Classic summer camp mix.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me.
Yeah, I've been like, God, this is going to be a safe, nice, clean summer. I end up naked murdering somebody.
So you've never been murdered, though.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about that they would be murderers at this camp.
No, yeah, there would be a murderer who's killing people whenever they get naked.
Oh, well, I've never been on the other side of that.
Oh, so you're on...
So my summer camps were pretty great then, I guess, in comparison.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think I've watched any movies since last time. It's kind of scary. Well,
also watch Coffee Town. It's really good.
Yeah, that's
the College Humor Presents.
Okay, I was kind of curious about that. I've heard good things.
You got Dennis Reynolds. Not really. It's from It's Always Sunny. You got
Glenn
John
Howerton.
Ralphio.
I don't know that guy's
Ben
name.
Ben Schwartz.
Okay.
And you got Steve. Was it Stevie Little?
Steve Little. Yeah, from Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, and it's really funny. So.
They're bringing that back for another season.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, well, didn't you end it pretty well last time? I think
wasn't
the last
there like
time?
A cool casting announcement for that? I thought
oh,
I saw somebody really
yeah,
cool
was
going to be.
Somebody,
I forget what it was,
I
though.
I can't remember.
This is great podcasting.
Yeah, great podcasting. Go Google. Who.
This is the podcast you come to if you want to have half of a conversation that you got to finish yourself. God, I'm so glad those guys told me to Google something that they weren't sure of.
I did get Street Trash on Blu-ray, and it looks fantastic. Synapse did a great job on that one.
Now, is Synapse also putting out body bags? Or who was the one that?
No, no, that's Shout Factory.
That's Shout Factory?
Scream Factory.
Scream Factory. Scream Shout.
You know what's fucked up about that, though? They're using artwork from this guy named Justin Osborne, who recently had been discovered, even on his covers he was doing for Shout Factory, he, like, plagiarizes artwork from, like, old art and stuff. Like, his Life Force DVD that was all supposed to be, like, stuff he drew. Like, it was, like, a picture. It was, like, a drawing of, oh, fuck, what's that guy's name? I don't know, whoever the guy in Life Force was. It was, like, him from another movie that he just, like, cut and pasted from that poster and put on his Life Force poster. But he did the poster for Body Bags, too.
So he cut, like, someone else's drawing out?
Yeah!
So it wasn't like he, like, took a screen cap and then traced over it and, like...
No, no, you could tell... Well, he might have traced over it, but it looked more like it was, like, cut and paste, then he ran some filters over it. He got caught doing a whole bunch of shit like that for, like, all these metal bands and stuff. It was, like, all... They were paying him for original artwork, and he was cutting and pasting stuff from, like, old EC comics and shit like that.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucked.
If you're taking from anybody, you're going to take from EC comics.
I mean, I'm not going to say... It wasn't definitely EC comics. It was, like, a magazine called, like, Creepy or something like that, but I don't...
In the same vein,
yeah, same type of idea.
It was something that was being burned in giant piles by angry parents.
Exactly, and you know what? Since we're talking about plagiarism, let's just go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. Did you hear about Leanne Spider Baby?
I did not, but I saw you had posted something about this.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm anxious to have this conversation.
Yeah, so I didn't even really know who she was because, no offense to horror journalists, I don't read a lot of horror journalists.
I don't read any.
Zero from Zane.
So
few, very few from me. A couple
if you offended anybody, they forgot about it because they're on me now. Bring it on, because I'm not going to ever look into
it. It's cool. Nobody listens to this show out of the horror community, so...
Not since I dropped that bomb, and I was like...
But, so Leanne Spiderbaby is a... Well, I think she started as a blogger, and then she started writing for, like, Fangoria, and Famous Monsters of Filmland, and Video Watchdog, like, all of these, you know, real publications. People started to discover her reviews were all plagiarized, like... I mean, straight up, maybe changed one line of the whole thing.
What?
Plagiarized. And she had been getting, Fangoria and all this stuff. And also, she had a book deal from St. Martin's Press, which was, like, going to be about all these women that were in Grindhouse movies, like, interviews with them. But you know what? I kind of hope the book still comes out in a way, because it's like, well, she probably didn't plagiarize the interviews. You can't really do that.
Yeah, and it would probably be really interesting, and, like, you'd probably not get those interviews anywhere else. So.
And she admitted to it on Twitter, and then pulled her website, pulled her Twitter down, everything. And people have been, it's weird. I'm going to go through the two things that kind of annoy me about this. One, everybody's kind of like, this is really bad for women in horror, because there's not many women in horror journalists, and it looks bad if one of them is a plagiarist. For one, I don't...
That's sexist.
That's sexist.
Who said that? Let's call
them out. Several people. I don't know who exactly it was.
Let's call them out.
The blogs I read, there were multiple people bringing up, like, her being a woman. And you know what? For one, there are several female journalists in the horror community. None of whom...
Langford? Doesn't she write reviews?
Yeah, she writes reviews. I'm trying to think. Heidi Martin Newsy. Another Christy. I can't remember what her last name is.
To be fair, I think we just named more female journalists than I could name male journalists in the horror genre.
But regardless, I think it's sexist to bring up her. She could have a penis and a vagina and plagiarize, and it would still be bad.
But then they'd be like, this is really bad for transgenders.
Now, the other thing that a lot of people keep bringing up, which again has nothing to do with this, she is currently dating Quentin Tarantino. She was Quentin Tarantino's date to the Oscars. Yeah. What a face you're making right now.
Do you think he was like, don't worry about it, baby. Just take him from Japanese reviewers. Yeah, they'll never notice.
For the record, though, it was a Chinese movie he ripped off. Yeah.
Chinese, sorry.
So other than the obvious irony there, it has nothing to do with it. What I'm more upset about is she wrote a whole feature article for him in Fangoria. and nobody's bringing up that being journalistically unsound, like, come on. That's a problem.
He's so awesome.
But now the real point to make, though, is I didn't even know who she was before this, and now I just know her as a plagiarist.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, but...
But you know, even when I heard this, I didn't think about that women thing. That's ridiculous.
Why does that matter? It should be that she is a person who is a journalist more than anything. To bring up her sex at all in trying to not seem sexist, that makes you sexist.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. That's pretty much all there is to that story. She's kind of disappeared. Some people are really pissed off.
Well, that sucks now. I mean, what's she going to do for a job? She's just going to fucking hang out and live off Quentin Tarantino's money, that poor thing. Probably hang out at the New Beverly and put together her own movies and trailer packets and watch them. God, what an awful life she has. No repercussions. Mm. Fuck this world. That girl's never going to really suffer any kind of, like... I mean, like, could she get sued for this?
I think blacklisted is more of what's going to happen. She said in her tweet, like, oh, I think I'm leaving journalism for a while. Yeah.
Anybody with the name Spider Baby isn't going to need a real fucking journalist job anyway.
Well, she says that she took that name to separate it from her other professional career. I think, like, I can't remember, I think she was a teacher or something.
Stealing lesson plans, probably.
She's never gonna hear this, so you could say whatever.
I don't know. What's she gonna do if she
2 days later I get an email from Leanne Spider Baby? Yeah, right. Not
her
gonna happen.
Christian name. Leanne Spider Baby.
But
it's like if I was like Zane Voltron.
But speaking of people, then...
Could I do that? Could I just start having, a fun name?
Yeah, you could do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna brand up Zane Voltron. Is Zane Crosby's new podcast name.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's to separate it from his work with children.
I steal people's 80s cartoon reviews, post them on my blog.
Speaking, though, of people with weird names and people that are kind of awful and do awful things, you know what? I'm really glad, since maybe it's because we haven't been doing these family films and stuff, that Petey Bartonelli has not shown up in a while.
You're telling me.
Because, I mean, the studio's here in your house, so that means, does he show up when we're not recording? It seems like he shows up when we're, it's like if we say his name, he shows up. Like, if we say it 3 times, he's going to pop out of a mirror like Bloody Mary.
Petey Bartonelli, Petey Bartonelli, oh, Petey Bartonelli. Hey, you guys, what's going on? Did he just materialize out of that mirror?
He did. Zane, why do you have a mirror in here anyway?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to have a mirror in every room.
Well, no, you don't, because apparently if you say, Petey, is there a rule where if people do say your name 3 times, you just pop out of mirrors?
Just for you guys.
Okay.
Just for us? How does that work exactly? I don't know. It's an old witch's curse.
Who put this witch's curse on you, Petey? Because I'm going to have a word with them.
It was like some teenage witch. Not Sabrina.
Well, okay, it wasn't Sabrina. Okay, good. Because that's the first one I've
got. It's kind of a similar situation, though. I bet when that show came out, it really scared you. You have no idea. TGIF, quite the contrary.
Now, did this witch, did she have a talking cat like Sabrina?
No, she had like a bunch of rabbits, though. None of them talked. I was trying to start conversations, but they weren't going to finish any of them. Was she like a magician or something? I don't know. Maybe like a stage magician. She got to make some money somehow.
So like sleight of hand
tricks. You can't just be going around putting mirror curses on people and make a buck.
No. Well, I guess since you're here, we might as well just continue talking. Now, how did you meet this teenage witch?
Well, you know, being a vagabond like I am, I'm traveling on, you know, railroads, and every now and then I come across colonies of gypsies. Gypsies? Just out in the wild? Yeah, you know, they just camp out there. Usually off the side of train tracks. I don't know if they just, like, hitching rides or what they're doing. Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't really met or seen any gypsies before. No, they're pretty underrated. They're all over the place.
Petey, I think you should stay away from gypsies. I don't know how many of these are actually gypsies and how many of them are.
This one was real because I got a mirror curse.
Well, that's what you got to watch out for, and we got to watch out for. How did she know about us, though? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, she was just like, I'm going to send you to the place where you don't want to, no one wants you. So now my feelings are kind of hurt, because now I'm kind of understanding how this curse works.
All right. Yeah. Well, Petey, we do not want you here. You kind of derailroad our podcast every time you're on.
Somehow you guys were just talking about babies and spiders and stuff. I'm not really interrupting much. I can listen through mirrors too.
So every time we do a show near a mirror, you can hear it.
I'm gonna have to take this mirror out.
Get the mirror out of the studio. Well, Petey, let's I don't know. Well, you obviously don't know anything about the plagiarism controversies.
I've been following that very closely. Spider Baby took a couple of my reviews.
What movies did you review that Leigh Ann Spider Baby stole?
She took my review for Beethoven's Third.
You've seen Beethoven's Third?
The whole family dies. It's fucking crazy. That's what we were talking about earlier.
On our other podcast, Have You Seen My Childhood, we assumed that maybe that's what happens because they switch over the families and then that family has the dog forever.
It does. It's brutal. What happens is all the puppies fight those people and they kill each other. That's why there's no more puppies in the other ones.
Oh, I didn't even realize there
were. Oh my god.
Whoa.
That's intense. Well, she stole that whole review. They put it in Fangoria magazines.
Fangoria reviewed, well, I guess with all that blood in it, surely they would
review. Well, yeah, I'd imagine once the puppies fought the people. Yeah, Greg Nicotero did all the effects.
You know who Greg Nicotero is?
I write reviews on movies. I gotta know who Greg Nicotero is.
It's weird, though, because the first time you were ever on this show, you told us that you the only movies you watched were, I think, what was it, Wizard of Oz, right? and Cocoon 2.
Right, so you'd only seen those at that point. You guys kind of inspired me. I started picking up a couple pictures here and there when I was vagabonding down railroad tracks. People tend to throw things out of railroads. Right? What are those things? Trains.
Trains, yeah. Railroads are what they run on.
Right. Well, that's to be seen from the eye of the beholders.
No, that's actually what they're called, trains. There's no eye of the beholder involved here. Well,
trains. Trains and railroad tracks, I don't know.
Hey, Petey, do you see that doll there beside you?
What is this?
Do you like Ernest movies?
I've never seen no Ernest movies.
Oh, well, if you're a reviewer, I think...
Oh!
Yeah, it talks. Well,
apparently it loves me.
It does.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, pull it again.
Well, now it's disgusted by me.
Yeah, well, that's Ernest for you. You know what?
I love you. Oh, he still loves me.
Okay, yeah, put it down before you break it. Put it down.
That's probably delightful.
Yeah.
Hey, easy, buddy.
Watch out, that's a collectible.
Mint box, come on.
Unless John Cherry is setting on boxes of these, we're never going to get another one of those again.
You think he has, like, a house made of them?
Oh, man, that'd be amazing. Because they kind of look like a house.
They could be stacked.
Yeah.
I'd live in a house like that with a big window.
Are you sure you wouldn't be disturbed by all these Ernest dolls going, ew, at you?
What if they were all just like, I love you? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be really weird. I couldn't take that.
I'd find it pretty comforting.
Just having somebody say that they love you?
I don't hear that a lot.
Now, Petey, I know you get your movies from trains, but where do you watch the movies? Because where do you live, right? Where are you living?
Well, every now and then I can find a gypsy with a portable DVD player. But when I'm not doing that, I'm scamming kids. I'm like, Haley, do you want to watch some porn? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, let's go back to your house. And then it just turns out to be a kid's movie, so they're kind of disappointed.
Okay, now, so you watch, do you like kids' movies?
I like them.
What's other than Beethoven's Third, because it seems like you really like that one. What is your favorite kids' movie, Petey?
My favorite kids' movie? Schindler's List? We've talked about this.
No, we have not. What makes you think that Schindler's List is a kids' movie?
It's black and white. Kids can't see colors.
Wait, what?
You never met no kids?
No, I've met kids. They can see colors. Wait, when you were a kid, Petey, were you able to see colors?
Black and whites. Those were the colors. Shades of gray.
Can you see colors now?
Yeah, like, okay, what color is that mug? It's kind of like a purple gray. Purple gray.
Purple gray.
What color is that? It's my favorite crayon.
Your favorite crayon?
My favorite crayon.
How many crayons gray. What's your second favorite crayon?
I got 17 crayons. 17? I'll go from the top. Okay, I like macaroni and cheese. Then I like purple, gray. And then I like sky blue. And then I like grass green. And I like black. And I like white. Though you don't get to use the white crayon very much as you should. I also like orange. I like red orange. I like blueberry. I'd say the forest green's okay, but it's overrated. I think that, Never mind, I got 10 crayons. Okay, I was going to say, that's a lot 17. Less than 17. Well, I had another 7, but some little kid stole my nut backpack. Well, that's what happens when you go and what watch about, movies at kids' houses.
Yeah, you probably... You're
liable to get robbed every
night. How old are you, Petey?
I'm like... I'm like 32?
Okay, well, that regardless, if you would have said anything, I would have said, Petey, you need to not be hanging out with kids.
No.
It's not a good plan.
You are going to get arrested.
And especially, do not come out of their mirrors. That's a big thing that you should
not be
doing.
It's such an easy shortcut. They just say my name 3 times. How do you get... Does it work in reverse?
Like, can we say your name 3 times?
Don't say my name 3 more times. Petey Bartonelli.
Petey Bartonelli.
Oh, no more. No, I broke it. I'm staying.
Okay. Petey Bartonelli.
No, that's 2 for you. This guy over here still got 1, Petey Bartonelli. That's 2 for both of you. Don't you either. Don't either you guys say my name.
You want to do it at the same time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Petey Bartonelli.
No!
Wow, that's really... He's gone, thank God.
Back into the mirror.
Back into the mirror. I was worried, though, because when we both said his name 3 times, I was worried that maybe, like, one of them would cancel out and he would come right back.
Or he could have split into 2, and then we would have 2 of them.
Like Petey Bartonelli half. Wait,
careful how many more times you say it.
Okay, I only did it
You better
once.
Keep a tally.
Okay, 1 time.
It was weird that I thought that his left foot pulled him through the mirror.
Yeah,
like,
that was...
Whoa, that must have been where the curse took place.
I really wish that this was a video podcast, because people would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. You know, it's not every day you get to see a man come in and then get sucked into a mirror.
Yeah. Well, I think we can probably wrap this up.
Today's lessons, don't plagiarize.
Don't plagiarize.
Okay, don't trust gypsies.
Don't never trust
never
gypsies.
Never
trust... They're going to put a mirror curse on you.
Yeah.
And what else?
Let's see. The best way you can get rid of someone is saying their name 3 times.
Yeah, true.
Also, you can bring someone into your life by saying their name 3 times.
Yeah.
So also be careful with that.
And especially don't say Petey Bartonelli 3 times. Because, oh, shit, 2.
That's 2. Okay.
It's all right. I'm not going to do it again. Do not say Petey Bartonelli.
Oh! Damn it. You guys!
We're going to have to get him out of here. I don't know. We're working on it.
Wait a minute. I thought we were just stopping this podcast. No, we are ending this podcast.
We're working on it. I said it. We're done.